The hole in his heart would remind him of the void that would never be filled. The hole, still there in his beating, bleeding heart, with every beat it took, would remind him. The hole that would never, could never be healed. The hole, the hole. There was a time not so long ago when nature's own tool of survival, maternal instinct, would take over, and mothers, like lionesses, would stand firm to fight fearsome, ferocious attacking packs of approaching predators to protect their younglings. Now, love is the result of a prenatal screening, the product of a prediction, a prophecy that caused them both to sign the invisible contract, to seek out in the shadows in the back, bartering with green gold handing, freely agreeing, allowing the shadow maker to penetrate her sanctum and take what should have been most precious to her. There are times in nature when a mother wolf leads her cubs uphill, paws scraping against the steep slopes, earth crumbling beneath them, rocks cracking, falling, grabbing, saving one of the two. Mothers make hard choices in nature, but there was nothing natural about this. Selective maternal instinct, natural selection? Surely Darwin made a mistake. The man in bleached white worked for death. But what do you do when death makes a mistake? His will, even then, was so strong that death's scythe itself swinging to claim him, slashing, puncturing, stabbing, the heart still beat on, beating. Beating, beating strong, stronger than the botched attempt at his life, even though he had yet to take his first breath. The mother was the one it did the real damage to, needed immediate attention. The crescent moon-shaped scar on her stomach would bear witness to the spot where the life was cut out of her, removed from the room the last time they would ever interact. Years later, in boarding school, he would twiddle his thumbs, look out the window, ignoring the board, still answering all the questions correctly, despite the teacher's insistence that he wasn't paying attention. Whether he was or wasn't really the issue. He knew the answers. He understood the equations on the board, but there were things he didn't understand. He didn't understand why the teachers would talk about him, why the teacher aide had to follow him, and he certainly didn't understand why the other kids, the mentally healthy, neurotypical, normal kids, the ones the teacher aides didn't watch and the teachers didn't discuss, would laugh at him. He never picked up that social cue. He never had a mother to teach him how to do so. And he didn't understand why. Years later, as he waited for his bride on his wedding day, watching her walk towards him dressed in white, one seat empty on the groom's side would remind him of the hole in his heart. 2 years after that, he waited in the white room where the white-robed doctors rushed to the aid of his laboring wife, standing there, holding her hand by her side, watching, waiting, breathing. Breathing, heart beating, beating, hearing the crying, the first breath taken as he stood there, holding the miracle in his hand. The hole, still there in his beating, bleeding heart, was finally healed.